Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Peace and blessings. You are listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value conscious and holistic approaches to life and self-improvement. We also focus on psychological, spiritual, emotional, and spiritual balance. But we discuss anything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing cosmic love, soulmates, and twin flames. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. That's conversations with the queen as it's spelled, .blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget, if you miss a show, you can always come back here and check us on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Peace, everyone. I hope you had a beautiful, wonderful weekend, and I really hope that you all tune in and call in and just let your voices be heard if you are interested in speaking on the topic. But pretty much if you're a Conversations with the Queen vet, you understand that the first half hour of the show is going to be dedicated to the topic, and then the second half hour is going to be dedicated to call-ins and people who would like to let their opinion and their voice be heard. Okay. This month's yoga position is extended side angle pose. Pretty much this is a pose where you have both of your legs centered on the floor in a triangular position, and you bend from the waist downward and center your palm on the floor and look upward, and you have your other arm in the air looking upward. So that pose has many benefits, such as toning the abdominal organs, stimulating digestion, relieving acidity and gastritis, tones the pelvic organs, correcting sedentary lifestyle, and faulty posture, helps relieve menstrual symptoms. So that's really good for the women out there who have issues with that. Okay. I normally do my weekly affirmations, but since today's topic is soulmates and twin flames, I'd like to just read a love poem or a letter, you could call it whatever. And, you know, this is pretty much dedicated to my soulmate, my twin flame. And so, you know, if you have one out there, you can dedicate this to them as well. Sitting here in the moments before dawn, contemplating us and the beauty of you, your inner beauty which so fervently takes the reins in the depths of my soul, your warm and gentle heart that at times acts like a barrier of protection from the realities of this harsh and cruel world, your childlike playfulness and joy that never fails to bring a smile to my face, and of course your smile in and of itself, whose beauty surpasses the understanding of human perfection. You are light even in times of darkness, and you are joy even in times of sorrow. You are strength in times of weakness, and you are my ever-present hero. Your love has presented me with an opportunity to redeem myself in qualities I thought I had lost. You've shown me that my own heart can heal and feel again, and that I am deserving of love. I am grateful at the seemingly simple part that you have played in my transformation. But the main attribute of this action, which cannot be overlooked, is the restoration of my faith in love and the Most High. Through you, I have reconnected with parts of myself I feared were permanently lost. Thank you for being the vessel through which this healing occurred. I am grateful toward you, and I will forever remember your kindness and great love. And, you know, I just felt like that was a good and appropriate share dealing with this week's topic. So I'd like to give out the call-in number for anybody who missed the introduction. Again, that is 917-932-8881. And when you get on the line, if you have a question or comment, please hold that to the last half hour of the show, but you can press 1 by raising your raise your hand by pressing 1. Now to get into the topic. All our lives, we go searching and seeking to find the one who will complement and complete us. Often people confuse longing for inner peace and balance for the want of true love. Although the two have a connection, obtaining one without the other isn't enough. A person must find balance and peace within themselves by finding their own way and life path. Once this is done, one's spirit will attract a mate of the same likeness. Mates who share common life paths and destinies are often referred to as soulmates. The bond that two soulmates share is established before the physical manifestation. These two people's destinies will be intertwined and often hold the keys to each other's spiritual, mental, and physical elevation. Not all soulmates are intimate, and you may have more than just one. Regardless of the preconceived notion, one will always know when they have encountered a soulmate. Good or bad, it is always life-changing, and that's one of the really integral parts of dealing with soulmate connections. It's always life-changing. It is always going to deal with coming into your life and transforming aspects of yourself. This is a spiritual action. And I think a lot of times, especially in this society, we don't really have a valid grasp of what love truthfully and fully is. And then so, you know, a lot of these concepts like soulmates and things like of that nature have become corrupted due to societal thoughts and opinions on the subject. So, soulmates are two souls from the same soul group, meaning that everything was infinitely connected before the fall into the lower dimensional existences. These two souls were one. So, soulmates have met many lifetimes and are continually bound to each other by karma and destiny. When these souls come together in harmony with themselves and each other and their destiny, they will find that their purpose on this planet is to create change and assist with bringing forth the coming universal consciousness. And again, let's reiterate the fact that there's not just one soulmate for each person, although there may be a strong soul tie with that one particular soulmate, or it may come during a time in your life when you are ready to make that commitment, or if you are ever ready to make that commitment to one person. So pretty much that's just what soulmates are. Now, a lot of times there are often two reference points that people bring up, especially in the New Age philosophy when you deal with soulmates, and the other counterpart of that is twin flames. Okay, so twin flames are the souls reflected opposite of each other, meaning that in the spirit and in the physical realms, this person is the dualistic reflection of your soul. Many people have different arguments claiming that this is not the same as a soulmate, but push forward to give similar descriptions when it comes to the nature of their relationship toward each other. I encourage everyone to do their own research when it comes to the matter to derive at your own truth. Regardless if they are the same, they hold a significant role in the spiritual, mental, and physical development of a person. So pretty much a twin flame is dealing with an aspect of oneself that is connected to the soul, okay? And pretty much when the soul was whole, when you were a whole being, you were connected to the infinite consciousness. And then as we fell into the lower and lower realms of being, you began to have certain things happened that began to farther and farther split the poles, and the opposites became, and the duality became more and more prevalent. And this is when you had to split into the male and the female aspects. And then so as the soul was descending down into these the depths of these lower vibrational realms of dimensional existence, it became split into two poles and polarities. And so pretty much the twin flame is just dealing with the two polarities, not to be confused with the aspect masculine and feminine, dealing with the aspect of sex, meaning male and female. No, dealing with the actual energy concept and construct of what duality really deals with, which is the masculine and feminine. And as a being, you do have a masculine and a feminine counterpart. So, I mean, within you, you do have the duality of that energy, but that twin flame is just that exact balanced reflection of your soul. Okay? That's really all that that's dealing with. There are different, pretty much different types of soulmates. As I mentioned, there is more than one soulmate per person, but there are also different types of soulmates as well. The main two are karmic and cosmic. A karmic soulmate's attributes pretty much read as follows. Someone who comes to teach an unfinished lesson and a lesson in karma, the relationship will be pretty much unstable and probably brutal. It's not going to be a good experience for you. One will feel many of the same connections and see many of the same signs of a potential soulmate, meaning that you're going to be connected to that person and you're going to feel a strong pull and love for that person, but it's just not going to be that, you know, everlasting bond or that, you know, very positive bond. The relationship will result in major life changes for that person. So this is going to activate a lot of different energies within you. Some so good, some not so good. So, you know, it can be difficult when you are dealing with a soulmate, a karmic soulmate, because you have this, like, deep, intense, spiritual, mental, emotional connection to them, and pretty much the whole relationship sucks. It's just nothing but one lesson after another. Not even, sometimes it's not even the whole relationship, but there's just going to come a point in that relationship where it's going to be very hurtful. You can have aspects of karmic relationships that deal with pure agony. You're going to have others that deal with abuse. You're going to have others that deal with a multiplicity of different types of, you know, negative things that you can perceive as negative things, but actually they're there to activate things and energies within you to help you transform and to help you grow. So a cosmic soulmate's attributes, you will feel an instant connection like you've known this person your whole life. Pretty much you have, and because this is where it comes in. Your spirits have met multiple times. Your souls know each other. They recognize each other from that connection that you have and those different lifetimes from your spirit. So you're pretty much collecting all these different experiences in your soul, and then your soul is recognizing that in that other person. So you will also have similar life paths. You're not going to, okay, pretty much, let me put it to you this way. God, the Most High, Allah, Yahweh, Yeshua, Buddha, Krishna, whoever, Brahma, whoever you believe to be the infinite deity, the infinite power, would not give you somebody to be with for the rest of your life or for a very significant part of your life, and that person not deal with the aspects of yourself that are going to cultivate some type of positivity within you. So, you're not going to find somebody, your life path is to be a healer and their life path is to be a drug dealer. Like, that's not going to go together. It's not going to mesh. It's not going to fit. Now, that might happen with a karmic soulmate. You might have all the other connections, but a key part of a cosmic soulmate is your life paths really do mesh. Now, I'm not saying sometimes a karmic soulmate's life path can't mesh with yours. I'm just stating that a lot of times that's going to be that big giveaway if it's not meshing. So you're going to have that like-mindedness to complete and achieve a lot of different things together. You will have some, I said that already. They will come unexpectedly. Now, this is a key point, too, because a lot of people go out seeking these types of relationships. It's going to come to you. That's how the spirit works. That's how, things work in nature, actually. So it's only when we make things artificial and try to, it's going to happen this time, it's going to happen that time, that's left-brained. That's not really what this is dealing with, this type of connection. You will have a strong spiritual or psychic connection with this person. Pretty much just what I said. You're going to have that strong psychic or spiritual connection. You might feel their spirit around you sometimes. You might sometimes have a almost telepathic thing going on there. There's just going to be that strong bond spiritually. Will most likely share some sort of 11-11 connection. Now, I've briefly spoken on 11-11, and that's for those who don't know, that's to light workers. That's the activation code, and the wake-up activation code. It pretty much means it's a code that's flashing to your subconscious mind to let you know it's time for your spirit to elevate, it's time for your spirit to rise. And when you deal with a soulmate, you might have some type of 11-11 connection, whether it be through your birth dates, whether it be through maybe the letters in your name, who knows, just some type of numeric, or maybe the day that you guys got together, who knows. But there's going to be some type of 11-11 connection there. We feel a sense of completion and fulfillment with one another. So when you're around that person, you feel like a part of you has been filled, and you feel, yes, at peace, and you feel that stillness. Will bring a healing to each other's past wounds. Now, this is key and integral, because a cosmic soulmate is going to bring you healing, not pain. Now, I'm not saying there's not going to be problems, but I'm saying that this person is going to come to your life and they're going to have a great impact in healing a lot of the wounds and the issues that you dealt with along the way. Okay? I'd like to pause for a brief second and let everybody else who is on the lines know that if you do have a question, which we will be taking questions in approximately 10 minutes, depending on how fast I get through this information, which I'm pretty good at getting through the information on time, I'd like to let you know that the call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you can call in and raise your hand by pressing 1. Okay? All right. So, both types of soulmates have their purpose. The karmic soulmate comes to strengthen us and put us on a path to self-introspection. They may bring out the worst in us, but look at it like an emotional detox. By doing so, they allow us the chance to take a good look at a lot of the subconscious and emotional toxins we have built up through the years. It is up to us to decide whether or not to fix them. And if we do, oftentimes we begin our journey to true enlightenment and soul fulfillment. The cosmic soulmate counteracts the process of the karmic soulmate by giving us healing and warmth. We need to grow. Okay, yeah. We need to grow after suffering through the violent detox that was our cosmic soulmate. These people come into our lives to bring us not only healing, but closer to our true selves and the Most High. They assist us with the they assist us with the defeat of our own personal demons and support us with the struggle, that struggle. They allow us, they come into our lives and allow us to have a person who will assist us with both our personal and spiritual ascension process. The main difference between the two in my eyes is that the karmic soulmate is hindered in some way or shape or form from establishing the soul ties necessary to create a soulmate connection in this lifetime, of course, whereas the cosmic soulmate will be more than ready. Let me repeat that again for everybody. More than ready and able to do so. Okay? So pretty much I'm just saying that the key point there is really that the cosmic soulmate will be able, will be willing, will be able to put out that emotional effort and just be more than ready to be in that cosmic relationship, whereas a karmic soulmate might fight you on the issue and might run away from you emotionally, might display certain characteristics which do not allow you to connect in the ways that you need to in order to fulfill you guys' karmic destiny and what you need to do in this lifetime. So that's why you have to let them go, because that means they are not acting accordingly to what you need to do in this lifetime. You came back here for a reason. You are here for a reason. You came here for a reason, okay? And your reason is not to be hindered by anyone, not even a soulmate, because a true soulmate will encourage that within you. Okay, so how to find a soulmate. If you are looking to attract a soulmate, there are many meditations, rituals, practices, candles to light, colors to wear. But the most important part of attracting a soulmate is becoming whole within self. Find your inner peace and balance, and this will reflect back to you in all your relationships. Okay, not only your soulmate relationship, but every relationship that you hold, okay? So it's not about pretty much always trying to seek these things. But if you need a little bit of help and you're at that moment where you're ready within yourself and you have peace within yourself, and you have a stillness within yourself, you might want to wear certain colors like pink, blue, purple, green. These colors resonate with a higher frequency as they resonate with the higher chakras. Pink and green in particular actually resonate with the heart chakra. So lighting these type of candles as well will also probably, in doing certain affirmations, will probably help you to attract that likeness with you to you. Create love affirmations in your own words. Now, that's important, your own words, because these will help to reprogram your mind to accept love, because a lot of us are programmed to reject it. Listen to the 527 hertz frequencies and align and clear your heart chakra, because you probably got some emotional blockage from living in this harsh, cruel world sometimes. So you might need to clear that up, and maybe your energy will flow better so you can actually attract that person to you. Take an honest look in the mirror and at yourself and strive towards self-improvement. Because I don't know if you know this, but if you don't want to be around you, nobody else will. So be honest with yourself and say, am I a lovable person? Because if you're not, more than likely you're not going to attract love. Just plain and simple. Sometimes it's like that. Okay? How to know if that person is your soulmate. When you suspect someone may be a potential soulmate, you will be you will be prompted by several signs. Like I said, the 11-11 tie. That's a big one. I found that to be true with a lot of things that I've dealt with. Telepathic connection. Sometimes you'll think about each other at the same time, and one might call the other. Sometimes you might think or say the same thing. at the same time, or you might even do the same thing at the same time. Like, you might have had, like, similar things that happened to you during the day. So this is a part of that intense psychic spiritual connection that you guys will have. You will have had a lot of the same or similar life experiences, readiness to experience the connection, a will to feel a certain flow of energy throughout the relationship. So you'll have a free-flowing energy. It won't feel bogged down. It won't feel tied down. It'll feel right. You will feel it. I mean, a lot of times we try to fool ourselves into feeling certain things, but we, in our guts, we just kind of know something ain't right with this relationship. You won't have that feeling with the soulmate. Not to say that you won't have any doubts or anything, but you won't have that gut innate feeling like something is going to go terribly wrong. Accepting each other as you are, that's so key, because your soulmate recognizes your soul and your spirit. They may not like everything, but they do accept you as you are, and they accept you as a being that's aspiring towards, you know, ascension and towards bettering yourself and all those types of things. You will physically and mentally feel each other. That means sometimes if that person's hurt, you might feel their pain literally, where they have that pain. Or you might, if that person is emotionally hurt, you might feel that pain in your heart, or you might have a headache, or different things. It will physically and spiritually affect your body when that other person goes through things. Or when they have great joy, you might feel that great joy. Whatever emotion they're feeling at that time, you're going to feel it with them. And especially the stronger that emotion is, the stronger you're going to probably feel it. You're going to probably try to avoid unnecessary conflict. And that's key, too. Because, I mean, like, coming to the table in a soulmate relationship with everything out, everything on the table, you're not trying to, you know, go through the BS that you've been through in other relationships. You're all about achieving that, you know, that centeredness, that balance with each other. And that's key. You become more than lovers. You may become friends. You may become business partners. Like I said, your life paths are going to be intertwined. So you might find that you might be playing more than one role with that person, and that's definitely a sign that they're a soulmate. After coming together, you will see a dramatic growth and change with life improvement. And that's very key, because if this person ain't bringing you up, where are they bringing you? Nowhere at all or down. So that's not the places where we really want to be. So I'd like to remind everyone, yet again, it's about that time for you to call in, let your voices be heard. We have 31 minutes left on during the duration of the show. And the call-in number is 917-932-8881. Just like I said, if you have a question or comment, raise your hand, and now would be the time to raise your hand as we enter the last half hour of the show to present your questions and or comments. All right, thank you. Pretty much I'm going to get into the rest of this. But before I do, I'd like to take a little music break and, you know, play some sounds, play some music that resonates heavily with the subject, and it's one of my favorite songs. It's Heat Wave, Always and Forever.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. something I can't explain. Just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and say, a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me you really care, and we'll share tomorrow together. I always loved you ever. Loving you is the thing that I planned for a very long time.
Always, forever,
me with you, you with me, we as one. Love together.
Always, forever,
for a very long time.
Again, that was Heat Wave with Always and Forever, and I just feel that that was so on point in dealing with the topic that we have at hand, which is cosmic love, soulmates, and twin flames. I see we have some new callers on the line, and I see that we have some newcomers in the chat room. Peace and blessings, and welcome. Back to Conversations with the Queen. I've pretty much wrapped up a lot of the information and the research, but to quickly reiterate a lot of that information and sum it up quickly, I covered the fact of what soulmates are, that cosmic connection, which is established between two souls before they even enter the physical, when they were at one with the Most High. And as they came into the physical, they endured that separation. And what soulmates are is the rekindling and the reuniting of that connection and reestablishing that bond here in the physical and in the spiritual realms. I feel like an important part of soulmates is that it's not just an intimate thing, and I've said this, but I'd like to reiterate it. You have different types of soulmates and twin flames. You have people who come into your life who are going to be key integral parts and people in your life, and they're going to play big roles in your life. You might have a great connection with them, and it might not be on that romantic level. Some of these people might be your family members. Some of these people might be just friends, and you might acquire them as family members as you go along. But these types of connections can be considered soulmates as well. It's not limited to that intimate category of love, even though that is one of the most important types of soulmates you will experience. Now, when we were talking about karmic soulmates, another key point to mention is pretty much that a lot of times, sometimes we might even have soulmates, especially karmic soulmates, that are close family. And that can explain sometimes the horrible relationships that sometimes go on in family. And, you know, you might have a love-hate relationship with a sibling or a parent where you love that person deeply, but y'all just cannot get along. And y'all incarnated into those relationships in order for each other to learn certain lessons that you didn't learn before. Maybe your mother was a close friend at some time during your life and during your other lifetimes, and you left some bad karmic relations there. So when you incarnated through back into this physical form, there's some unleft karma there, and you need to heal that, and you need to fix that. Now, of course, it goes much deeper than just the spiritual karmic connections that we have with these people. You have to have a severe psychological enlightenment, and you have to go through a process of healing each other's relationship, because unlike the aspect of a karmic soulmate that may have come into your life through other venues and through other forms, this person is in your family, so they're related by blood. Oftentimes, I mean, if you just don't want to cut off or sever family, but some people do, but if you don't go down that route, you're going to pretty much be connected to that person for the rest of your life. And so what we need to do here is both parties must be open to a healing of their psychological and emotional damage. And so, I mean, I do recommend going back in the archives if that is true for you, and dealing with a show that I did on abandonment issues. It's one of the first shows that I did. It has a lot of good information. Or you can go over to conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com and check out the article and the links there. There are a lot of good links over there dealing with how to clear the heart chakra. We did some shows on how to do frequency and therapy. There's a lot of helpful information over there, especially with dealing with difficult subjects like shattered and broken relationships. Okay? So I feel like that was an important part, an important topic to cover a little bit more further and reiterate on it. So the purpose of a soulmate or a twin flame. It is important to note that a soulmate or twin flame is not only limited to the intimate relationships like I spoke of. It can be family relationships, friends. Sometimes even enemies can be your soulmate. And that might explain that intense, you know, maybe hatred that you have going on. As well as all relationships have their purpose. The purpose of a soulmate's relationship is to help the souls that were split to reunite, and by doing so, it will further unite the cosmic universal energy that flows through us all. Our ability to connect is our ability to unify and express the divinity that shines within, okay? So a lot of times, especially in the black consciousness, black conscious community, we want to talk about black unity, but we don't really want to fully address the aspect of black love. And that is a problem because we have to examine the aspects of what it truly means to be connected intimately, to be connected sisterly, brotherly, motherly, fatherly, sonly, daughterly, any of the connections that we can have in relationship with somebody, and what it really means to have that bond and that tie, that is that soulmate connection where we are working in harmony and in tandem with each other and fulfilling what destiny has been laid for us from the Most High. I'd like to take a moment to say that if you don't have a question on the call board and you wouldn't feel comfortable calling in, or you're just not called in, you can have a comment or ask a question through the chat room, and I will take it. That's cool. Right there. So pretty much, that pretty much wraps up a lot of the aspects of research that I've done on the twin flame and the soulmate relationship. Like I said, it isn't always easy. It's not always a cakewalk, but something that we must go through, something that we must learn. All right, since there are no callers, I'm going to take another music break, this time with Patti LaBelle, If Only You Knew. Thank you. peace and blessings, and we're back on Conversations with the Queen again. That was If Only You Knew by Patti LaBelle. The original version. I like both versions. The redo by who did it over? I can't remember her name. But I do like both of the versions. And again, the music we play here on Conversations with the Queen is a reflection of the vibration that the show's impact is. So if we are trying to get into a soulful vibration dealing with soulmates, we're going to play some soulful music. If we are going to attack a energetic subject, we will get into some energetic music. So the emotions of the songs will follow accordingly. Pretty much I'd like to quote something that I found. It's actually a Sufi quote that comes from the Sufis in Islam. And, it's often believed that this concept of soulmates is an Aristotle-founded belief or founded philosophy, which is completely a lie, let's be honest here. These concepts predate Aristotle, predate the Greek aspect of philosophy, quote-unquote. A book that will clear that up for anybody who wants to debate that subject is Stolen Legacy. I have the book right next to me. I don't want to say the man's last name wrong, but you can Google it. That book is wonderful, and it definitely deals with letting us know where a lot of the spiritual philosophy that we consider to be New Age comes from, and it does come from, you know, African and original people's philosophies and things like that. And the Sufism quote pretty much states, out of the original unity of being, there is a fragmentation of diaspora dispersal of beings. The last stage of being, the splitting of the one soul into two. And constantly, love is the search by each half for the other half on earth or in heaven. And I think that beautifully sums up what we wanted to deal with when we talked about soulmates. So, pretty much, if you have a comment or a question, we only have 8 minutes in the show. So if you would like to call in and let your voice be heard, definitely, definitely do so at this point in time because we do not have a lot of time left in the show. If you missed the first part of the show, you can go back into the archives on blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation and listen back into the first part of the show. Okay, we do have a caller with their hand raised. I'm going to bring them on now. Caller from the 704 area code, you are on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have a comment or question?
Peace, sis. This is Israel the poet.
Peace, Israel. Peace. How are you?
Yeah, I got a special guest for you. I had to go ahead and bring him into this blog talk. I got my partner in crime, Navi, with me. Navi the poet is online.
Yo, what it is? What it is, Queen? What's up?
Peace.
Peace.
I'd like to introduce both of these brothers as they are beautiful poets and beautiful wordsmiths. I've enjoyed both of you's creations and both of you's artwork. I'd like to segue from our current topic for a little bit and discuss something, a movement, an organization, and a future economic powerhouse we're claiming, Queendom. Please, come on and let us know about the Queendom movement, what's going on there, and what's really going on with that.
Well, y'all have heard from me on previous dates, but I would really like my brother to go ahead and introduce himself and tell everything he got going on. Only thing I just want to say is you're right on point with the whole cosmic love thing, because the Queendom, the CD, the spirit, is all about black love. And then our new project, CCO, Chocolate Cover Orgasms, is bringing back a cosmic love energy. So everyone in this, in the higher ascension process, is on the same frequency. So with that being said, thank you for this topic. And I would like my brother to go ahead and speak on the family and on the whole camp.
And before you do, I just want to remind you real quick that we only have 6 minutes left, so brother, make it quick.
I would do just that. Yeah, the Queendom, actually, it was birthed out of the spirits of me and my brother Iz. And basically what it is just the total empowerment of our sisters, because we understand that we are on a higher frequency. We are ascending to higher dimensions, and it's the feminine energy is what's going to, you know, really propel us to, you know, go into this next dimension. So with each one of the poems, is talking about a different aspect of who and what she is and why she is. And with that being said, with if brothers would like really tune into that frequency and find out like really what's being said and listen to what's being said, we can find out how to go into this next dimension with a smooth transition. And we really wanted to just, you know, I'd say empower the queens. I let you guys know that we love you. We're here. We support you. And, you know, not all of us out here trying to, you know, do the, you know, whatever. You know, we really trying to be on point and bring this black love and black family structure back together again. So that's what Queendom is all about.
Yes. That's wonderful. Pretty much just give out the information that everybody can cop, CCO, just any type of information regarding the Queendom, just let that information be known.
Iz, you got that, or you?
Just follow me on Twitter, IzRealThePoet. I'm on Facebook, too, IzRealThePoet. You can also follow the Queendom, THA Queendom, on Twitter as well.
Absolutely.
And so any of those places, you can find links, more information on the Queendom and the whole movement. Thank you, brothers, for coming on and taking that time to definitely let your voices be heard. It's very appreciated by Conversations with the Queen. And I'd also like to let everybody know that Brother Israel will be coming on the show very soon. And, you know, having a day where he's going to guest on, be a special guest on my show. So I look forward to having you, brother.
What's up?
All right. Thank you for coming on and speaking. All right. Peace. So we have about 4 minutes left in the show, and I'd really like to wrap it up and make sure that everybody is, you know, good with the subject in their hand, and I'd also like to make sure that everybody is fully equipped and ready for next week's wonderful show. We are going to be having Dr. Yuma, a holistic practitioner and physician, speaking on Conversations with the Queen. Save the date next week, January 23rd, 2011. He will be on for an extra long show, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, it's going to be here broadcasted on blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetwork. He will be discussing holistic health, how to heal the mind, body, and spirit. This will be a show you don't want to miss. Also, come on over to Conversations with the Queen. .blogspot.com. There's a promo there. There's a promo on my page, Tay Queen. There's also a promo on TayQueen0611 if you want to go on there and subscribe. Thank you for spending this time with me, and I am so grateful. I would also like to let everybody know that pretty much this is the Poetic Energy Network station. We do have a plethora of beautiful shows, particularly the Poetic Open Mic that we do on Thursdays. We have a beautiful other array of shows. Tomorrow will be our health show, Here's to Your Health. So definitely come back every night, and you'll definitely be entertained by something beautiful and lovely for your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Until next week, this is Conversations with the Queen.
The U.S. and Israel are set to hold what is being called the largest and most